I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, sit down with a good friend. We discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice today. It's Frankie McNair. Yay!
It's me! Yeah, thank you for the applause, Josh Earl.
I always clap away from the microphone. I don't know if the audience can listen to that, but that's me clapping.
You're like, I want to make it loud, not too loud.
I don't want to peak. I don't want to have to edit.
No. How are you going?
I'm good. I was just saying off the record that I got sunburned. I went away with a bunch of friends to Aries Inlet. And Harley Breen was there. And he forgot his sunglasses, so I sat facing the sun for Harley Breen, and then I got burnt because of Harley Breen.
I can't believe you've died a hero. I can't believe it.
But what we're doing, so we're talking about something that came up to now. I don't know if this is on your list, but we're talking about childhood TV shows. And Aries Inlet has a lighthouse, and that lighthouse, is this in one of your ones?
No, it's not, but I've been there.
Yeah, the lighthouse was the lighthouse from the show Round the Twist. And it's not in my list, Round the Twist. But every time I'm on holiday anywhere near a lighthouse, I will say to my wife, do you know that's the lighthouse they filmed Round the Twist at? And she will believe it every single time. And it's never the Aries Inlet one, which is the one they actually filmed it at.
Did she grow up with Round the Twist?
Yeah. She grew up in Perth, so she knew all about, you know, Round the Twist and lighthouses, but just every time we're somewhere in Victoria, because she knew it was filmed in Victoria, I said, that's the one. And she's like, really? I'm like, no, it's not.
You're going to cry wolf one day. You're going to be kidnapped. You're going to be at the top of the tower. She's not going to know which one to go to.
Yeah. And the kidnappers would be saying, just come to where they filmed Round the Twist and she'll head out to Sorrento.
I feel like I didn't put Round a Twist on my list because I feel like I, like many others, have just buried it deep, deep down in my subconscious as a fever dream.
Well, I'll kick us off. So okay. What we're going to do is, I also should point out, there is a bit of an age gap between us. I think it's like 13 years.
I'm 27. I'm turning 28.
So 13 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I just really wanted you to know how young I was.
Yeah.
Because 27 still young.
Look, what was it, 27? 27, I did a show all about turning 27, where a girl I used to teach was like, what are you going to do when you're an adult, Josh? And I was like, I am an adult. And then the whole show was about the 6 things that she thought being an adult was.
Do
you know what that was? So it was
please.
You have to be married.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I know. Come on, get with it, Rosa. Get more progressive. You have to have a child.
Oh, shit, yep.
You have to have a job. You have to...
Wait, does it have to be full-time?
In her eyes, it was. But I was working full-time and my job wasn't... I was a school librarian and to her, that was not a real job, just reading stories to kids all day.
Okay, yeah. Rosa.
Yeah. Number 4 was drive a car.
Right.
5 was own your house.
Fuck off.
Nah.
Never.
And 6 was just be more mature. That was her dig at me.
I mean, I can drive and I can drive manual, so I reckon I got 1.5 that whole list.
I'm married, I've got kids, I drive. At the time, none of those were true though.
You didn't drive at 27?
No, I got my license at 29.
What, you a lesbian? What are you doing?
My wife said she wouldn't marry me unless I drove. And then I thought, all right, because we were engaged and so that was the incentive. And I got it the week before we got married and then I only got my... my automatic license and her car was a manual. So I couldn't even drive the car that we had.
You couldn't even drive to the wedding. That's so funny.
No. So then we actually went on holiday around Victoria, which is where the whole, that's Around the Twist lighthouse started. And she had to do all the driving because I couldn't drive.
You rat.
Yeah. She hated it.
That's so good. All right. Well, I'm one above you and that's all I care about.
Yeah. All right. So we're talking TV shows from our childhood. And my number five is, they've just announced the reboot or the remake of it. It's in the news. It's all on Twitter today. Marieke Hardy's involved. It is Heartbreak High. Did you ever watch Heartbreak High?
No, but I feel like it sounds like such a quintessential Australian show.
Oh, it was. So it started off as the movie The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
Starring Alex Dimitriadis, which is it's a movie that probably hasn't dated well. It's all about a student and a teacher falling in love.
No, that sounds cool.
I mean, the roles are, it's a male student, female teacher. So it's not as bad.
Yeah, no, I think that's the only way that anything's been able to get away with that dynamic.
And then the TV show didn't have that story involved. It was just the school.
So they were like, we like the world that you've built.
Yeah.
Just an Aussie school.
But it was great. But it was a few, like, it wasn't the original cast that I loved, even though I did watch it then. It was the second group, which is, I don't know if you've heard of Drazik.
What words are you saying?
So Drazik was a character. He was, I can't even remember the guy's name who plays him. Look, people who know him will be throwing their phones across the room listening to this. But he was the coolest. He had an eyebrow ring. He rollerbladed.
I'm looking at a picture of Drazik.
He was a bad boy, and he and Anita, which was his girlfriend, had a real on-off relationship. And I still remember, and I still think it's one of the best scenes in Australian TV, and I'm saying this as someone who watched it at 16 and hasn't watched it since. They had a massive fight in the, I think the cafe they hung out with was called the Shark Pit or something like that. Yeah, it was where they played pool. Or maybe it was just called the Pool Shark. I don't know, but it was something like that. And they had a fight, and she flipped a cup up, and it hit him in the nose, and it was actually bleeding in the take, and they kept it. I'm like, oh, that's so cool.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a picture.
Callan Mulvey is his name.
His name is Bogdan. Bogdan Drazik.
Yeah, and he was just called Drazik on the
show.
Yeah,
because you don't want anyone to refer to you as Bogdan.
Bogdan. But Heartbreak High, they're remaking it, and Marieke Hardy's involved, and I really want it to be good. And Mel Buddle is angling on Twitter that she gets to play a teacher on the show, which,
yes,
I think would be awesome to do. And if they're looking for just a background teacher to go, what? I'm in. I would love to do it.
You could be the librarian.
I'd love to be the librarian at the school.
You've gone method. You can do it.
Just walk over during a fight saying, guys, keep it down, and then walk off again.
Just go, shh.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Did you grow up by the beach? Is that why you felt connected to, okay, yeah.
I did grow up by the beach, although I've never put that together before. But our town in Burnie was very, very Heartbreak High inspired, because rollerblading was way more popular than skateboarding. One of the only places in the world where I reckon that is true.
That's awful. Did you rollerblade?
I rollerbladed, yeah. Not as good as... See, one of my best friends, Giannis, turned pro. He was a pro rollerblader.
Oh, my
and
God.
I tried looking... We've kind of lost contact. Not because we just kind of were friends.
He was rollerblading.
Yeah.
You were, yeah.
Well, he had to go back to Greece to live so he could have his national, his citizenship in Greece. So he had to kind of join the army for 6 months.
Yeah.
But even then, he's like, I'm not really in the army. I'm living on my dad's yacht and just going in every day. But he was a professional inline skater, and I tried to look him up. He's not on any social media, and all I could find was a video from 10 years ago of him in some skate video, and everyone going, this guy was the best skater. He had such a great style. I don't know what happened to him.
Okay, well, now you've just created, like, an investigation podcast. Yeah. You've just created a side pod.
If anyone knows the whereabouts of Giannis Vovos, please let me know.
He skated off the grid.
Yeah.
He skated too far. Bring him back.
But that's what I want to try and find Giannis.
Yeah, far out. I mean, that could be included in the remake, maybe.
Yeah, the last time I saw him would have been like 2009 at a festival called Harvest Festival. Maybe it was 2010. And he was doing the lights at Harvest Festival.
Who is this in the army doing live lighting and then rollerblading everywhere?
He was also a dancer. We danced in Taz Dance together.
I didn't know you did tap. This is so much information. Wow. I think if you wrote him as a character in something, like, you'd be taken aside and be like, hey, you've made this too much. You need to tone it down. This person. This is insane. I want to know. God, I hope he's well. I hope he's okay.
I hope so too. I think he would be. He was very cool. I think he'd be doing
He was
very
on
fine.
A yacht, Josh.
He was on a yacht in Greece.
His
dad was a jeweler. He was the jeweler in town.
Damn it. His dad was a jeweler.
Vovos Jewelry in Hobart and Burnie.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.